You have just entered the Katie Ma Podcast. Keyboard plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the KB Mod Podcast. This is episode 3, and if this is your first listen to the KB Mod Podcast, we appreciate you stopping by. If not, thanks for checking us out and continue to listen. And we've got a great show again in store for you tonight, and in other news, I love cliches. But no, but really, we do have a great show. I always say that. It is, yeah, you know, it is a strong show tonight. We've got two very special people on with us. One of them is going to be a regular on here, who has been oft discussed on the Twitters and on the YouTubes. And one of them is one of our good friends who helps a lot with the KB Mod website and is an all-around bro, and I'm going to introduce him now. And
he really helps me out.
He really does help you out. His name is Brandon, or Volition, as he's known on the YouTube. So, Brandon, take it away. Introduce yourself to the KB Mod bros if they don't know who you are already.
Yeah. Hey, guys. And I'm Volition. I write for KB Mod, and I make YouTube videos. So if you go like those videos, it would really help me out.
Would it help you out? Oh, my God.
Wait, are you not bringing us another Battlefield Bad Company 2 video right now?
Gameplay commentary.
Probably some aggressive recon, maybe?
Aggressive recon.
Aggressive recon kit.
And today, I'm going to be talking about how modding is important to the PC gaming community. And
did you just watch all those videos to come troll as you get on the cast? What is this?
Wow, well, if I tweet it out, I get to troll. That's the playoff.
Nice. No, but you want to talk a little bit about, I mean, you write for KB Mod. I'm sure people have seen your articles. You've done some build guides too. I don't know.
I'm a PC gamer. I don't, you know, I'm a keyboard plus mouse or die, pretty much the definition of, you know, my PS3 is a Blu-ray player, and that's about it.
Solid.
Yeah, nice. So.
Good stuff.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you.
You have a big muffler car, too, yeah?
I do have a big muffler car.
That's famous for it.
Well, you know, those views don't come solely because of games.
So everyone go check out Brandon's 550,000 view car video. It really helps him out.
Really help me out.
That's how I actually found you originally. I think I contacted you after that video and asked if we could box for box, right? Wasn't that how we met?
Yeah, it was. It was. There was an undisclosed sum of money that
Nice.
I have a 2001 Camry. Did you upload to your channel?
It's got a sick muffler kit on it, though. Don't worry about it. Nice. All right. Well, and then last but certainly not least, we have our fourth member who is finally going to become a permanent fixture on this podcast, and he needs very little introduction, but I will introduce him anyway. S&D's or John, who's here. John, what's going on?
John's fat cock on Twitter.
John's fat cock on Twitter. Exactly. And go ahead and introduce yourself, even though you don't really need much introduction for a lot of these people.
I like to troll console gamers on a regular basis. Don't ask me anything about your PC because I will tell you how to blow it up in a very kind way, which makes you think that I am in fact helping you fix it. And
that Windows 32 folder is bullshit.
Delete your system 32. That's probably the best. That's a huge virus. It's like a 6-gig virus. And I'm going to QuakeCon, and I get to ride in Brandon's big muffler car, so that'll be pretty legit.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Well, good to have you. And like I said, guys.
Thanks for having me on, though. It really helps me out.
Oh, God, that's going to be the new thing. Fucking shibby.
Are we talking about it now, or are people just going to be guessing the whole podcast?
We'll let them guess, and then we'll come back at the end. We'll swing back around. But, yeah, it's awesome to have John on, and he will be, no doubt, an awesome contributor on this cast. A lot of people have been asking if he was going to be on, and I'm glad he was able to join.
I actually blocked everyone who asked.
Yeah, that's true, too. It did get a little old after a while. So if you're blocked, I'm sorry, and you still listen to this. But we did want to talk a little bit about we always recap what we've been gaming this week or what we've been playing. So who anyone wants to go first, talk about what they've been doing?
Wait, hold on. I'll take my shirt off, and I'll talk about it.
Okay. Are you really taking your shirt off? Are we all happening right now?
To do it?
Wow.
Brandon, you are our guest.
Yeah, Brandon.
Yeah, I'll go first. No. So I've been playing some TF2 because a lot of you guys have been playing that recently. So I have a lot of fun with that when I'm playing with you guys or when I'm playing with people I know. But I don't have a whole bunch of fun with it when I'm just on my own because normally I just die to spies and stuff. So I've been playing some TF2.
You fucking noob.
Spy. Is it more like in Dan's five-man spy kill feeds he's been getting lately? Jesus.
Really
Christ.
Helps me out to get those, actually.
God. But I've also actually been playing a lot of Quake Live recently to get ready for QuakeCon. And, God, I've missed Twitch shooters so much. I didn't realize it, but I'm starting to get kind of hooked on Quake Live.
Nice.
Those are cutting-edge visuals on there, too. You're turning into Scott.
if you turn up your settings on Quake Live to high settings, it really helps you out.
It really does.
To be fair, Quake Live is younger than Counter-Strike, I do believe.
Quake Live is, but Quake Live is just Quake 3 Arena, which is like...
Yeah, what are you trying to do here, Dan? Every opportunity to troll Counter-Strike, which is going to be getting an update, by the way, according to some of this leaked information by some of these
pros.
They're going to update to DirectX 7?
Oh my God. I have a feeling they're going to do what they did with TF2 and have a lot more. I don't think they're going to release a new game at all, but I think they're going to start. Who knows? Maybe they'll make it free.
Start selling shoes?
Hats.
Yeah, hats on your terrorist model. I don't know.
Gibbon on your terrorist. Be sweet.
I've been gaming. I'll go real quick. TF2 as well. Played a little bit of Quake. Got frustrated because Brandon's a lot better than me. Most people are a lot better than me in Quake anyway. So, but that was fun. Insta-gib. Alex instantly rages and calls everyone cheaters when you play Quake.
I'm not even an admin on the KBMod gaming server, but if I was, I would still bitch less than the admins there currently. He's raging. He's cheating. Blocking him. He's out, banned.
Yeah, Alex is the rager, and often, like we've said before in the chat log, you will see it as well, because you'll probably never want to associate with any of us again after he's done trolling you. But what about you, John? What have you been gaming on these late nights that you stamp?
Well, we'll dive a little personal here. I recently lost a family member that was really close to me, and I have found solace in WoW because I don't get killed by people camping corners with stupid shit. I can just do whatever I gotta do. But other than that, I've been playing TF2 with the bros and COD 4 Pro Mod, which none of you will play with me because you're all fucking terrible, and some Quake Live here and there.
I hear that community's thriving as well.
COD 4? It's pretty big. There's about 18 players or so.
I thought you were going to say 18,000.
We're doing well. We're doing well.
Good stuff.
If you want to join the COD 4 community, it really helps them out. If you really want it.
They're a really friendly bunch. They're not going to bash you at all or talk down on you. They're all really nice guys. Great community full of awesome people.
Low bob wall hackers.
Yeah, low bobs.
I was there for the day that John got called a low bob wall hacker and we didn't know what it meant.
I looked it up on Urban Dictionary right then. It's fucking sweet. That's a sweet term, low bob.
Get your low bob on.
I've been playing BioShock.
Oh, again? God. Here we go.
I play whatever John's playing, and then I don't because John rages off of it in 5 minutes.
No, Black Ops, I come into your server after you guys have been playing forever and I haven't played in 3 weeks. I'll go 50,004, and then I'll leave.
That is kind of how it happens. It's pretty frustrating.
Brandon and I play Killing Floor too. That's the other game I've been playing this week.
Oh yeah, we did do that. That
so
was
you
enormous.
Guys were on there last
good stuff.
Night.
Good stuff.
Yeah. We played Left 4 Dead, but with two other members of the Bro Pal. We won't mention their names, but good God, are you two terrible? You guys are so bad.
I was not there for that, but they.
Oh, it was so bad.
Okay. Well, to be fair, I hadn't played Left 4 Dead 2 in months either, so I don't know that I could really talk.
I don't know if this podcast, the to be fair term, is ever spoken. We're never fair here.
That's true.
That's
but
true.
What difficulty level were you guys playing?
Our very title is the opposite of fair. We don't want to be fair.
They were playing versus mode, but you know, if I boom somebody and like Brandon smokes somebody, you should probably pounce them as a hunter because that'll really help them out.
Nice. All right. Well, Dan, did you talk about what you've been playing? I don't.
I've been wiping at 19% to Ragnaros. What a fucking dick.
I've been watching your tweets. Yeah, as you're on your
damn it.
Nights. Yeah.
Amazingly, people wanted me to WoW live stream again, and I was like, really? Because all it was me killing trash and people using racial slurs last time. So I wasn't sure people really wanted that, but then they were like, yeah. So I've been playing the WoW as much as I actually play the WoW, which isn't very much. And I've been playing a lot of Black Ops again because I prestiged, because I'm an idiot. So I've been working on that Flak Jacket Pro, getting that BDP back up and running. But
nice. Flak Jacket, you play Domination too, so when you get that Flak Jacket Pro, it'll really help you out.
Yeah, it really helped me out. Tac Mask Pro would really help me out.
I really
that'd be like
that.
if you were to like and favorite my perks, it would be like Tac Mask Pro. That would be good.
Oh boy. All right. Well, good stuff. Good recap. I want to get into our topics today, and we probably have two main ones we're going to talk about.
We now interrupt your scheduled programming to bring you an urgent broadcast from the front lines of America.
But the first topic that's really going to help us out is going to be
that's good placement.
Right? Yeah, you like that? Is the QuakeCon topic, because we have two bros in here that are going to QuakeCon together. So I wanted either of you, maybe Brandon, you want to start it out and just talk about...
We're not going to QuakeCon.
Really? That's a new... That's
we're a
new
getting story. A hotel room.
What's going on with that, where it's taking place for some of the people that might not know exactly what's going on this year, all that kind of... Well, it takes the same place every year, I'm assuming, but anyway.
I mean, it's normally over... This year it's at the Hilton Anatole in Dallas, so it's a pretty big
venue. If you want to meet Brandon and John, head to Dallas, Texas, August 5th through the 7th.
Yeah, we're going to be there all weekend. So they usually have a bunch of vendors, and they give away video cards and other hardware and stuff. So
they really help you out.
If you want to meet me, I'll be in the back of Uncle Touchy's van.
No, you'll be in
the rest of my life through when I'm dead for the next 5 years until he disposes of my corpse.
Wow, Uncle Touchy really got a hold of you.
Dude, that puzzle basement, you can't escape.
Forever. Oh, I've been practicing on cogs from the Humble Bundle to escape my Uncle Touchy's basement.
Wow, you took that deep. Oh, wow. All right.
So, but no, QuakeCon, so the best thing about it, though, is it's free. So, I mean, if you do live around the Dallas area, it's definitely worth checking out. It doesn't cost anything. You can go, chill in the BYOC area or check out the vendors and all the stuff, and it's all free. So it's going to be awesome.
First publicly playable demo of Rage, or is it publicly play? It's publicly playable.
Tribes,
yeah.
Too, right?
And Tribes as well, the new Tribes.
Yeah, the new Tribes. And then some, I think, demo of Skyrim, demo of Prey 2, I think. So
first
they're
public
gonna
demo of Skyrim gameplay.
You guys better bring us some juicy info back, yo.
Oh, you bet.
Can I bring my console?
Yes, they're allowing consoles in the BYOC area. Just so you know, if I do see anybody there with a console, I am pissing on them.
Well, the funny thing about
that, point,
though...
At some point, they will fall asleep, because you don't leave the BYOC area, you literally sleep there. At some point, they will fall asleep, and at some point, I will urinate on the side of
them. You're dead serious about them allowing consoles in the BYOC. I thought you were kidding.
The thing is that, like, that's not, I don't think that's really new for this year. Like, I think they're publicizing it this year so that, maybe people know about it.
That's weird.
But when I went last year, they had, like, a little section for, where they were playing, like, fighting games. I think, like, Marvel vs. Capcom and Mortal Kombat and stuff. So maybe they're expanding that. But, I mean, like, they've had a little console section before. But, I mean, it's going to be mainly PCs, because you're going to get laughed at if you bring a console there.
I hope so.
Let me ask you a question. Have you been there before, Brandon, or no?
Yeah, I went last year. I didn't bring my PC last year.
Is it like only Quake, or do they play other games?
No, so they play, different stuff, but I don't know exactly how it works. Traditionally, they haven't had internet there, so you can only play over LAN, and I think they've offered like a suite of games to play.
Yeah.
But they've actually, it sounds like this year, I think AT&T is going to pipe internet in. And so I don't know much details about that, but it sounds like they're going to allow people to, like, play online this year.
That'd be cool.
So, yeah, if that happens, that's going to be amazing.
Better live tweet this shit.
A bunch of gamers in a room with internet. There's going to be an unofficial hour where a couple people just migrate into a corner.
Tube galore, baby.
Furiously jerking off in the room.
I've never been to any convention, so I'm very excited.
Nice. Yeah, you're gonna be playing any Quake there, John? Any tournies or what?
They do have a tournament.
I'm not. I suck ass at that game now. Yeah, they changed the weapon damage and stuff, and it's just makes me like, oh. Brandon was there. I was playing the other night. I was fine with Instagib. When we switched to Clan Arena, I wanted to kill somebody because people just don't die anymore.
Yeah, it was kind of frustrating, but it'll be interesting. It's fun to see the pros and the really good players play, because the skill level for Quake is so high it's been around for so long that the competitive stuff's a lot of fun to watch.
I have one really pertinent question. Are you guys going to buy Fatality's sound card while you're there? Is that going to happen?
No, but they...
It would really help him out.
It would help him out.
No, but I think I'm going to make John play Fatality, because they have like these shootouts where if you kill Fatality, like, I don't know, you win a prize or something. So I'm definitely going to make John get up on stage and duel Fatality.
Nice. That would be some epic.
I think it really helped
him out. It'd be funny, because there'd be people there that would recognize John, which would be kind of cool.
I'll be rocking a vidstat/sinwin shirt.
Nice.
Now you're going to be rocking a KB mod shirt, Scott. John.
Did you make them?
No, but I think Bob texted me this morning.
We're gonna have something. Something will say KB mod on it.
Good. We'll buy white t-shirts at like Walmart.
Wait, isn't another member of the Bro Pile going as well? I don't know if he's hanging with you guys, but I thought.
Oh,
so.
Yeah,
business, Jason or Business W.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool.
He'll be well represented right next to us at the BYOC.
We'll have pens, coffee mugs, shirts.
Really help about KB Mod out.
It would really help KB Mod out if you were to take a free coffee cup.
Nice. All right. Well, that sounds good. So I'm sure there'll be some coverage on the KB Mod website about it. Probably, maybe not from them, but at least info back. Probably. I'll say that for Dan, because Dan's the article guru on KB Mod. So Dan, put
I'm the CEO, bitch.
You are the CEO, and you also write all the articles lately, which is awesome.
I'm a man of the people.
You are. Well, the next thing I wanted to get into, or we all wanted to get into, was definitely this Diablo 3 news, or D3. We're not talking about mediocre college football teams, Division 3. We're talking, okay, that was a horrible
Or third.
Wow, that was pre-planned and executed poorly.
Thank you, Alex.
That's a fail.
I know.
Sorry, I hadn't said anything mean in a while.
I didn't know why you didn't use the Mighty Ducks reference. That would have been
E3.
That would
have been
E3.
We got a bird. E right now.
Dude, I bet you any money, while we're on the topic of that, we're going to butt in right now, and I'm going to guarantee you that I can name every single player for the Mighty Ducks in D3.
Okay, go.
Go.
Les Aberman, Dean Portman, Fulton Reed, Connie Moreau, Les Aberman, Kenny Wu, Dean Portman, Goldberg, Julie the Cat Gaffney, Guy Germain,
okay.
Dwayne Robertson, Luis Mendoza.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that was legit.
I don't know if I missed any or not, but that was a lot of them.
Yeah, no, you got pretty much the whole team, dude. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
when awesome. When the rain comes hard and the sky is black, ducks fly together.
Did you watch this like just
is that
the
line
day,
when the rain comes hard?
Huh? Yeah.
That's unfortunate word placement. I'm going to say that right now. It might have been great when you were 10, but that just sounds awful now.
When the roosters are crowing and the cows are spinning circles in the pasture, ducks fly together.
Wow. I'll make John do Hook quotes later because that movie's fucking sweet.
Oh, God. Is that just
the movie
Alex?
Hook?
Is that the... Alex hates Hook. I know
is
that.
Is Hook the one where Robin Williams wears tights and jumps around a pirate ship?
All I really know it for is Dustin Hoffman's magical performance as Hook. That's all I really know it for, so...
Rufio calls him a mung tongue in that movie.
Yeah, dude. He delves into dangerous topics.
Boo, root, prude, sackery, chewed food, dude.
There we go.
Here it comes. Bangarang, Peter.
All right, well, slightly off topic, but D3, Dan, we're going to let Dan, who seems to be our resident Diablo expert, Dan.
These idiots, these four idiots, have never played much Diablo 2, because Scott was too busy skipping class in high school to frag people in CS 1.6 to play Diablo 2 and get him nowhere in life.
Pretty much. Wow, that was hard.
Are you going to move on to us or just?
Are you just going to leave me here?
Well, you were like six, Alex, so I don't even know.
Ooh.
I was playing Bioshock.
You were playing Bioshock in 99. You're still playing Bioshock. You're playing Bioshock Alpha.
Giving me the Bioshock Alpha really helped me out back then. It got me a PC gamer.
But anyway, you guys are all going to get this game, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
But a lot of info got released today. And basically, it looks like Blizzard... who is the best developer in the world? Regardless,
I thought Infinity Ward did a great job with Modern Warfare 2.
Really, you did, especially the PC version. I felt was really well done.
Yeah,
especially when those guys got a hold of it and made it into a new game that didn't suck. That was when it was really good. But John's played a little D2, I know. Scott's played a little. I don't know. than anyone else has. But if you haven't played Diablo, it is kind of like an MMO, but it's only, I think the new one's going to be 12 person limit per game, I think. The old one was 8, but the new one's going to be 12 person. But some of the big changes were, if you've ever played an RPG, you kind of have skills. You guys kind of know what I'm talking about. You got your skills, your talents that you can kind of fill in as you level up.
Like wow. First-person shooter perks.
How does this
it's
relate
like COD,
to
right? FPS. How does this relate to COD?
Can I kick Alex off the call? Is that possible? Anyway, oh, Diablo 2, you had no choice. You had to take whatever. Once you took a talent, basically, it was there, so there was no flexibility.
There was no respecking, is what you're saying.
Right, yeah, there's no respecking. So leveling was painful, very painful, because there were good leveling talents, but you couldn't take them, because they were bad in the end. So that was painful, and they've done away with that. You're going to have 6 skills that you can use at any one time, and 3 passive skills. Passive would be like, you know, more hit points, more mana, whatever.
You drop things that you're like your father in fights with your spouse, those kind of passive talents?
Yes, yeah. It's kind of like...
Is that too deep, really?
Wow.
That was pretty deep.
That was.
I just want to know, it's like plasmids in Bioshock, right?
Dan's so angry.
Scott, can you... No, Scott, can you insert a cricket sound there?
Yeah, definitely. We'll get some crickets for all of Alex's jokes. This whole podcast, don't worry.
Once he stops blowing Ken Levine, we can continue with the podcast.
You don't understand, I've made it my mission. If I get one person on this podcast, it's going to be Ken Levine.
Yeah, well.
But
I'm going to fail in life, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, so you guys are all going to get this game, and you're going to become addicted to it, because it's a good fast pace. It's a hack and slash game. There's not a whole lot of, like, basically not a whole lot of stuff you have to really pay attention to in Diablo. You just kind of... Deserve. Hit stuff, yeah. And you'll have your skills and whatnot, but it doesn't seem like it's very much forgiving compared to Diablo 2. And a couple things that you guys maybe can comment on, because this is going to be one of the biggest releases of the year, are kind of the overall changes they made to a few systems. First of all, no mods will be happening, and John can kind of speak to this a little bit as well, but in Diablo 2 and Diablo 1, actually, mods basically... Now, I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. I actually thought I was going to get shit on real hard today for writing the mod article, because they're not allowing any modding whatsoever. There will be no touching of Diablo 3 by anyone outside of Blizzard. Diablo 2 was basically ruined... The in-game economy was ruined, the leveling system was ruined by people with bots. Basically just automated things that would run on a script pretty much all day and right. Find items. And the best way to level in Diablo 2 was to get rushed through, so you would never experience the game. You would just get a high-level character to take you through each act and each difficulty, and then you would just ride on the back of a bot for the next 60 levels, because you would beat hell at like level 20, the hell difficulty, and then you would just ride on the back of a botting paladin for 60 levels. And this basically has, beyond extreme measures, taken that out of the game, which is good. But
right, but there was... Oh, I saw one person in particular dueling with you on Twitter about that. Well, maybe... Maybe it wasn't necessarily, maybe that was about the other thing, but you're thinking, I mean, this isn't going to go over well, right? I mean, just from the article that you were talking about earlier today.
This game is, you know, it came out in 99.
Right.
And you can...
Fight Club came out in 99.
So did Counter-Strike.
Pretty good replayability, obviously, as Blizzard just patched Diablo 2 last year and gave it, you get 2 respecs now, actually. You didn't used to, but they patched that in last year. So Blizzard, you know, they keep up on games when they make them, but people were making we've talked about mods that have made games better, like the GTA 4 mod that made the graphics pretty insane, and with the Oblivion mods and other mods, Hidden, for instance, for Source, kind of a brand new game type that really was nice, but there were Diablo 2 mods that added whole new acts and levels in that were cool. Like, I've delved into a few of them, but basically modding ruined that game for the most part. So I pretty much am in the camp that this is a good thing. The more Blizzard puts their hands on it and makes it secure is better, because Diablo 2 is basically ruined by botters and hackers. Only the hardcore of the hardcore are still really playing Diablo 2, or people who are getting back into it because 3 is coming out. So I think it's
good. I saw a video by Brandon that said modding was important to the PC gaming community.
I did too.
Well, that's what Kotaku
said. So I'm getting conflicting views from the same podcast members, and I don't know as a viewer what to think right now. So could one of you please explain your points a little bit better?
Well, so I think in this case it kind of makes sense given the game's history. Because, I mean, so if you watch my video, like, I do think modding is important to most games, but especially when you look at what they're trying to do with the game, like with the, you know, being able to use real money and stuff for items, I think you've probably got to limit what can change in the game. And I mean, I think we know Blizzard as a company well enough. Like, you look at WoW, WoW has a thriving add-on community and all that. I mean, you can customize WoW to your heart's content. So I don't think we really have to worry about Blizzard taking kind of a draconian path, you know, and trying to limit what we can do in games to make profit. Whereas, you know, other companies, EA, I think are maybe trying to limit what we can do just to milk their customers by you know, charging them for DLC and all that.
And, you know, so the modding thing, in this particular case, and I'm always pro-modding, usually, but in this case...
always pro-modding? That's John.
I thought John was always pro-modding.
Oh, what a pun.
Sorry. All right. So...
Shut your mouth.
John's pretty quiet. I think he's pro-modding right now, actually.
No, I'm... I'm just thinking about how bad you guys are at pro-modding, how you won't play with me.
But the next thing we're talking about, which I think everyone can kind of, because this has to do with this borders on kind of DLC and also kind of Team Fortress is free to play, but you can pay for items. And Brandon just mentioned it a little bit, is the auction house that is being introduced in Diablo 3. You will be able to either put items up for gold, just in-game gold, or you'll be able to put it up for real money. And this actually sparked a lot of people on Twitter. Basically being like, this is the worst thing possible that could have happened. It's just, you know, TF2 all over again, because people were shitting their pants when the Manco store came out too. But really, it didn't change. It changed something for about a week in TF2. Mm. It was really annoying to play for a little bit, and then after a while, it was okay.
Well, it revolutionized the hat community.
No, the hat... it really helped them out.
It really helped out all the hat makers.
But I don't know why people are freaking out over it, personally. This takes the whole... In Diablo 2, items were sold on eBay. Digital items were sold on eBay for real money. So now Blizzard is basically saying, well, we're going to charge you a fee for putting the auction up. I don't know how much it is or how much of a percent of what you put the item up for it is. We're going to charge you a percent to put that item up, and then you get, you know, whatever money it makes on top of that. So what this does is takes out, and this is why I can't see it as a bad thing, this takes out the kind of farmers and botters from being competitive, really, because now the community controls the market. And you have to have Battle.net account to do it. You have to own the game. You have to probably have to put in a certain amount of levels, too, before you can even do that. I would think they would put that kind of control in. But I don't know why, like, Dom, our bro Dom, was freaking the hell out. I mean, he was like, oh, this is going to ruin the game. It's just like, no.
Well, it's because he can't buy games on Steam already.
That's true.
He's pretty touchy about it.
Yeah, he's pretty touchy about it. But
I'm only in favor of this auction if your character turns into an old white man with a trophy wife next to him with a white paddle while he's auctioning off digital download things. That's all I care about.
You might be disappointed then, because I don't know.
I don't want to see a bunch of trolls and, like, mages sitting there. I want old white men with white hair. That's what I want to see in an auction house. I want realism.
But as you can tell, these bros know nothing about Diablo, but they're all going to play Diablo.
Blizzard is very intelligent, so it's going to be good regardless of what anybody says.
It's going to be good. And the good thing for you PC gamers who may be getting into it or maybe don't have the money for a machine right now is, unlike FPSs, this game, now we don't know the requirements or anything like that yet, But this game, just to be able to play it, and it will still be playable and fine. Like, you won't miss out on the experience. You don't have to have a good PC at all to play Diablo 3.
At least an i3, right, guys?
Yeah, probably an i3. Probably a dual core.
We should do a build guide without knowing the system specs, because that's all KB Mod does.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know anything about anything, actually. Why are we doing this? I'm out, dude.
See you guys.
You already have your shirt off. You're halfway out the door from the beginning.
Gotta get that flashlight on for the rest of the podcast now.
Yeah. Well, but one of the questions was, Dan, about that we did get on Twitter. We're gonna get in the Q&A in a little bit, but was about getting into the series. If, like, you know, I played very little of 2. I don't know a ton about Diablo, but can you just jump into 3? You think you're gonna be able to jump into 3?
I think if you give 2 shits about the story, which I personally don't, although it is a pretty good little story that they have going, I don't care. I just want to get loots and be sweet. But I think if you're going to get into the story, you should hop in 2. Diablo 1 is kind of, they kind of go into that in the first cinematic in Diablo 2, so you pretty much get that whole backstory. Diablo 1 is super hacked up now and, like, nearly unplayable. And also, Diablo 2, if you get it from Blizzard's digital download page, will work on Windows 7 really nicely, whereas if you're like me and you have the discs, it works really poorly. Because it's still the old installer. So it's like $10. So if you really want to go try it out, it's not expensive. It will play weirder than any game you've ever probably played, though. Unless you played Torchlight, which is very, very similar. But
the Fleshlight?
I play that every day. But
right now, yeah.
Yeah. I can't do a podcast without some sort of weird sex toy on. Just can't.
Nice. Well, yeah, you were definitely hammering the Diablo 3 articles today. A lot of good info.
That's an awesome verb to use in this situation.
Hammering. Yeah.
Hammering it.
Hammering those articles.
But yeah. despite your lack of knowledge, this is a huge release if it does come out this year. Which with Blizzard, they're on Blizzard time, which is
right
apart from the rest. Of
exactly. Us. Once again, you still have
right behind
coming
doctors
out this year. I like your.
I think
your
it
cute.
Will. I think cute. It will.
It's going to be hitting beta soon. I mean, Blizzard's usually pretty quick on stuff that's beta.
Yeah, they pretty much fly through it at that point. The play test that the media had that we got this article from was about 4 or 5 hours in, which, I mean, it's probably an act or two into the game. So, I mean, we don't know how big it is either, but we'll play it. We'll play it.
We will. Definitely. All right, good stuff. So let's get into, we do have a, once again, the rant section.
Rant of the week!
I don't know what we're yelling about! That we have every week, and this week we actually have our guest Brandon, Bropile Bro, talking a little bit about DRM, Brandon, and what did you want to talk about on this subject? Yeah.
We'll be one of the more fired up bros on the podcast. The rant
yeah,
of the
Brandon's
week.
Really hateful, if you guys didn't know. He's our most hateful writer, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Glad I've gotten that label behind my back.
He doesn't play well with others.
Could
so
be worse. You could be Bob this. And piss off whole communities.
That's I haven't hit that point yet.
Or you could have to have your articles too. Have disclaimers put in by Dan in them after you write editorials. Yeah, Alex.
And then I don't think it's funny and Dan deletes them when I bitch at
him. Oh, God. All right. Sorry,
so, yes.
So my rant, I guess, would be about DRM. There was an article that came out this week that I don't really know why this is a story this week, but I guess Ubisoft came out and like said that they thought their DRM strategy was a success. Anyone that doesn't like isn't familiar, Ubisoft tried I think it was with Assassin's Creed and maybe some other games. They implemented this DRM scheme where you could only play if you had an internet connection, and if your connection dropped, then you, like, your saves wouldn't work, you would get kicked out of the game. It was just one of the worst, I mean, most poorly conceived.
It was absolute fuckery.
Yeah, it was just terrible. For them to come out and say that they thought that was a success is just hilarious, because, I mean, if you talk to any real PC gamer, pretty much everyone knows that DRM really doesn't work. You know, people are gonna torrent, people are gonna get the game if they don't have the means to get it. They're gonna pirate it, and you're really not gonna get around that.
Thanks, Skid Row.
Yeah, it's so I think it's it, you know, it looks, it's like the music industry. And the music industry ended up having to cave to consumer pressure, you know, and release everything in MP3.
Don't get Scott started again on the music industry.
So, I don't know. I mean, that's my opinion is that DRM really only hurts the paying customers. And Ubisoft obviously doesn't get it. Unfortunately, a lot of other companies don't get it either. But, you know, I also see the other side of it where, you know, they've got to try and protect their intellectual property. But the online, always having to be online, especially when Assassin's Creed, like, doesn't really even have a strong online component. Most of the game's single player. I mean, it's just asinine, really.
Total, yeah.
Simmer down, Brandon.
Ask me what Ubisoft games people on the PC actually play.
I was just about to say that myself.
Ask me.
John.
Assassin's Creed, maybe?
John, no, nobody plays it on PC. Nobody plays any of their games on PC. It was a success because, like, three people bought their games and nobody pirated it because nobody gives a shit. You haven't made a decent game since the original Ghost Recon, and that game sucked too.
Your entire catalog is a failure.
Every Ubisoft game sucks on PC. You ever play Assassin's Creed on PC?
I have not.
I have, actually.
I did. It was good.
Yeah, I did too. Ask me if I got around that DRM.
Well, I bought it when it was like $5 on Steam, so Ubisoft didn't get a whole lot out of me.
Well, interestingly, Diablo 3 will be online only. You won't be able to play without an internet connection. Now, they're not phrasing it as DRM, but as we talked about before the podcast, it pretty much is DRM.
Yeah, but see, I think it goes back to, like, Blizzard. I mean, Blizzard has built up a lot of goodwill with the gaming community, and so
yeah,
when they
see,
say
no one's
that,
raising an uproar over that.
Yeah, I mean, when they say that, like, they're using the online, like, online only as, you know, a way to get people to be more social and, like, implement the real ID system and all that. I mean, I tend to believe Blizzard, whereas, you know, Ubisoft has given me no reason to believe that
when they come out
they're doing this for our own good.
Yeah.
It's an extra security measure. If people are able to play offline, then they'll be able to mod, and then they'll figure out a way to mod their character back into the game so they can play online with that character. It all makes sense for Blizzard.
Because it's based in Montreal. You guys are just hateful.
We're hateful because it's not BioShock, and we wish it was.
At the root of hate for any game is the fact.
Right,
that it's
obviously.
BioShock. Yeah.
More BioShock. Oh,
I should probably play that sometime just to appease you.
Yeah,
shit's good. The graphics aren't like quite on par with Counter-Strike Source, but
that's true. Yeah, all the
crouch shot is also. It's just I don't know. It's like random. You don't aim any better when you're crouching. So that just really threw me off.
Wow, I'm still getting trolled. Oh my god. Yeah. Well, I did read an article. This is off topic, but totally. But I did read an article on BioShock 2 recently, which will Alex. It didn't really excite me.
You mean BioShock Infinite?
I'm sorry, BioShock Infinite.
Wow.
I know.
Don't
Alex
just discredit yourself.
This isn't right Valve. Before. We don't do numbers here.
Oh my god.
Anyways, you had something to say that I was.
No, I had nothing to say about it other than to say it didn't really impress me. So,
ooh,
that's all I'm going to say.
You so didn't have like infinite possibilities round in your mind.
It didn't. So, but yeah. All right. Well, let's
you guys check out that MLG Call of Duty Black Ops stream.
Oh boy, are we going here? Are we going to do it? All right.
Well, no. Those players are far more talented than PC players are.
I lovingly call it the auto-aim tournament, but that's just, I don't know.
Yeah, that really riled people up. I can't imagine why, Alex. You're like getting all this hate. Like,
I think that, you know, aim assist doesn't really change the game too much, and the shout casting was exceptional. I like to think of myself as a planter-based player. I'm not sure about you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well.
I like Holiday Doc, but I gotta troll him for that. I'm sorry, buddy.
Yes. Wow.
I actually helped him build a rig like 2 or 3 weeks ago, so I think I earned a shot at him, so to speak.
There you go.
That's good.
Planner-based player.
To the dark side.
So when you do this, you help everyone build PCs, and then you have the right to shit on them, whatever you
want. Yeah, I'll do whatever I want. Alex, go fuck yourself.
All right, well, in other words, I think we can all agree that DRM sucks giant ass, and so does all of Ubisoft's catalog, according to John.
What we really learned here is that Ubisoft's catalog.
So I'm really hoping next week we can get someone from Ubisoft on to prove why their entire catalog doesn't suck.
I'm going to look at Ubisoft's catalog while we're moving on here.
Yeah, go for it. Any point. Shout out. Any
good thing you're looking it up and not Scott's Razor Lycosa.
Mechanical sound.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm just checking the website here.
Let's go to Ubisoft's PC. They even have a PC list here now?
Yeah, mostly? They do. I'm on their website.
Oh, on Ubisoft's website? Read it off to me. I'll give you my opinions.
All right, here we go. Might and Magic Heroes 6.
What?
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Online.
Who the fuck is Tom Clancy?
Brothers in Arms Furious 4.
Wow.
Isn't that a car movie? Is that a racing game?
I want to be a
racing game. Far Cry 3. That's not out yet.
Yeah, Far Cry, that was a real successful.
Oh, dude, you're going to like this one, actually. The Adventures of Tintin, the game.
Man, that's a quality title. That was AAA, right?
I hope there's DRM for days on that game.
That was a triple A title, correct? Rin Tin Tin, Canine Cop.
What else do we got here? I Am Alive. That's it. That's
until you play this game, and then you're gonna kill yourself.
Yeah. Moving on. Done.
I like the declarative title.
I Am Alive.
And then we have Anno 2070. Anno's not even a fucking word, so I don't even know what that's doing. It would really help Ubisoft out if someone had a dictionary at Ubisoft.
Wow. This just became an Ubisoft rant, not even a DRM rant.
Yeah, so Ubisoft fans, thank you for listening to your last KBMod podcast.
Assassin's Creed is their only respectable franchise.
They had Prince of Persia.
Trackmania is a fucking sweet game.
Did you fucking play Prince of Persia, Alex?
You know he did on console.
I might have played it on a PS2. I was 12.
I was 12. That's his excuse.
Animaniacs, the game. I bet you that was pretty solid. That was on Wii in 2011.
On 2011?
Yeah, I heard Animaniacs was like a brand new television series. That was a brand new series.
It's the Counter-Strike of the cartoon community.
All right.
It's old. All right. So, basically, now that we're done shitting on every Ubisoft
title. I apologize, Ubisoft.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We'll get one of you guys on here to talk about it, I'm sure, at some point. But,
you're no 2K. That's all we're saying.
Yeah. Oh, man. More Ken Levine dick-sucking. All right. But we'll move on to some questions.
From Unreal. What a nuke.
Oh, wow. Some questions that you guys had on Twitter for us.
And now it's time for Twitter questions with the KB Mod Podcast.
We got a couple here, so I'll just launch into one. Actually, let's go to the most pertinent question that we've had here that we need to talk about from Warren Robertson, who said at KB Mod Gaming upon me asking for topics or questions that they had. You Ain't Gris Baby Podcast? I know it's been a while, but will it return? And I'm going to hand that over, not to myself or anyone else, but John. John, you want to take this one?
Console.
So there you go. If that's not definitive enough and if you're left confused, I don't know what else to tell you.
You can ask another question if you're confused.
Yeah, you can answer another one. But I guess we'll leave it at that for now.
There are so many people that are not going to get that.
Yeah, they have no
idea. I'm
going to
be honest with you. If anyone was still hanging on to a shred of like, you know, just a little bit of happiness inside that you and Grisby was coming back, that didn't kill it, John.
It's still alive.
Listen, bro.
I still love the guys, but they're too busy playing in game battles with the more talented gamers. So
keep hope alive. Yeah. That's all I'm saying, guys.
It'll come. You know, we'll probably do an episode at some point, but realistically, it's not on a schedule because we all have real jobs, and I can't really get a hold of them whenever my Xbox hasn't been turned on in forever.
We're too busy photoshopping Gold Glove into Malcolm in the Middle pictures.
Thanks, Bob Post. You legend.
Oh, Brennan, I love you.
Yeah. All right, good stuff. Here's a good question from Charlie Tango on Twitter. He said, do you think any games play better on consoles? Sports?
NHL.
Sports games.
Sports games, he said, and racing games were his two examples. I would agree with that, yeah.
Now, racing games, I would disagree if you have an iFinity setup.
Yeah.
If you don't have an iFinity setup, probably correct, yeah.
Although, I think the best racing games are console only, though.
Cruising the world.
Mm. I think Forza and whatever the PlayStation one is, it's slipping my mind.
Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
Those two are pretty much
Assassin's head chilled. Creed.
That is a racing game.
Bioshock.
It's true. Yeah. Bioshock Infinite is actually just Formula One. It's actually not. It's not a game for it. I'm sorry, Alex. I ruined it for you.
That's more of a flying game if you want to get technical about it.
Oh, man. all right, so we will concede that sports games and racing games often on console.
Actually, it's not even close.
It's not even close? Okay.
Yeah, right. They don't make sports games for PC anymore. At least EA doesn't.
Yeah.
It's just all that matters.
They just make Battlelog. That's their number one priority.
Yeah,
right
Battlelogs. They were too busy working on Battlelog.
The CEO's
everybody
like,
over.
Oh, man, your stations.
I just realized that... That Ubisoft makes the Tom Clancy Splinter Cell games. Those sell really well. A lot of people still play those. There hasn't been 84 of them in the last 5 years.
Oh my God.
Thanks for the new releases, guys.
Splinter Cell.
Fucking Guitar Hero all over again, except like some dude's names on the title.
It's novels. Yeah. Translate well into video games.
Yeah. Lego Harry Potter.
That was a strong title. I enjoyed that. Don't shit on that one.
Okay, back to the questions.
Yeah, back to the questions. Nagafile asked, do you think there will ever be a resurgence of arena shooters like Quake? I find them extremely entertaining.
John? Actually, John.
There's rumors of a new Unreal Tournament game being developed, so if that game doesn't bomb like Quake 4 did and the last Unreal Tournament did, it could happen.
Wait, I was under the impression that maybe you guys can correct. The last Unreal Tournament I played was like 03 or something. Was there one after that?
Unreal Tournament 3 Black Edition, I believe is what it's called. I have it on my Steam. Let me look at it.
I wrote an article.
Yeah, Unreal Tournament 3 Black Edition. That was released in...
They made one for console, didn't they?
Yeah, they released it for console and PC.
How did you ever make a Twitch shooter for console?
Yeah, it was released in 07, so that's the last Unreal game. I thought it was really good, but not very many people played it. There's still more people playing like UT 2K4.
Yeah, the article I posted on it where I forget the head of the studio or whatever who was working on some of the gear stuff. Oh, it was what's the gear studio? It's
Epic.
Epic, thank you. Yeah, he had said that they, you know, people always ask him why aren't they going back to the Unreal titles, and I mean that's a big name for them, and he said they have been neglecting it and they are looking to, you know, possibly start it again. But
it's just like for the setting, just Rapture, right, Alex? Just have
oh, it's Rapture. Rational games. That's it. Yes, every game is set in Rapture. It's all arena football. And because a lot of people watch arena football, and everyone gets fire from their hands.
Wow, what do you think, Brandon? Though about the Twitch shooters, would you like to see them? I mean, you're a pretty good Quake player, and you played a lot.
Yeah,
of Quake.
I mean, yeah, I mean that's pretty much what I grew up on. I mean, I started PC gaming with Tribes, and then played Wolfenstein: Enemy Territory, which is, I mean, just modded Quake engine.
Mash peas. I don't know what you grew up on.
What?
Does anyone have the cricket sound? All right, I got it. I'll put it in there.
We're hitting those cricket shots tonight.
So, I mean, I would love to see him come back, but I think it's hard to argue with like Call of Duty's, you know, formula for success, and I feel like a lot of companies feel like they've kind of got to stick to that sort of first-person shooter. And too, I mean, look at Quake Live. Its graphics aren't great, but it's a pretty tried and true formula, you know, and people still play that. So I hope they come out with new Twitch shooters. It's just, you know, the most recent ones didn't do very well. So, who knows?
Counter-Strike kind of is in some ways. Counter-Strike's a good blend of both. Of both.
TF2 is the best blend of both, though.
Yeah, but it's not as much of a one-hit kill kind of thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't really call TF2 a Twitch shooter.
No, but the speed. It's right in between. The speed is.
Yeah.
The speed, yeah.
Yeah. Counter-Strike more in the sense, like you're saying, Dan, with the hits, where, you know, you kill someone with one shot.
Yeah. You turn like guys with an AWP running around, might as well be a railgun. I mean,
that's why I'm really looking forward to Tribes Ascend. I mean, I'm hoping it's good. The free to play kind of has me scared, but it's been a long time since I played a game that really required movement skills in addition to aiming. Now, John might say COD 4 requires movement skills, and it does, but when you talk about like Tribes and Quake, moving and strafe jumping and that sort of thing is a skill set unto itself.
Well, yep.
You want to talk about movement skills? You know how good you have to be with those Counter-Strike keybinds? I mean, there's only a certain amount of time you get at the beginning of each round. You got to hit those things quick.
You do. Well, it's like macros, bro.
If you guys go on Joostra's YouTube channel, there's a 10% off code for Control Freaks. It'll help your movement. Put them on your WASD keys.
Scott still has them, actually.
I still do have them, yeah.
But games like Wolfenstein Enemy Territory, like I played with Brandon back then. He was like 12. He didn't hit puberty yet. It was pretty funny. there was a map called Fuel Dump, and you always wanted to join Brandon's team because he was like 12. But he would strafe jump the wall and end the game in 45 seconds anyway.
Yeah, and
nobody else could do that.
Well, The thing with Enemy Territory games is an Enemy Territory round took 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Like it was, you had to like go through several objectives to get it done.
And, but like the cool thing was that if you were good at movement, like on like John's talking about on Fuel Dump and Oasis, one of the other maps.
Yeah.
If you could kind of sneak past the enemies and you could you knew how to strafe jump, you could actually like jump over walls and like get to objectives before the enemy even knew where you were. So that kind of stuff I felt like added a fun element to the game because like even if you weren't good at aiming, the movement played a huge part.
Right. Yeah. So basically, to sum up, I guess the question would be:
It
would be nice, but do we ever think there will be a big resurgence? Probably not, right?
Unless it's going to have to be a real special game. I mean, to kill the Battlefield Call of Duty juggernaut, or even compete with it, it's going to have to be really special.
It's going to have to be a Quake title that doesn't suck, I think.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Probably.
Right, and also, but like what Brandon, like people have been trained to play the Call of Duty games. Like people aren't going to. It's going to be hard to draw in a new crowd to that. Like you said, unless it's exceptional.
Well, I think you got to find something that's going to draw like the hardcore gamers away from Quake Live. Like you've got to give them a reason to play. Like look at StarCraft and StarCraft 2. Mm-hmm. You know, you really have to give people a reason to buy the new game and get good at something new.
Like, can you imagine like a game like Quake Live Speed, like on a newer engine, like visual engine, like Frostbite 2 with fucking Quake with Quake gameplay. Give me that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would be nuts. That'd be sick. All right, well, we have one more question we'll do real quick, and then we do want to get to a video of the week here. We're running, getting close to our limit, but we definitely got to hit video of the week. But I did want to say I'm very much looking forward to BioShock Infinite Twitch, which is Ken Levine's version.
Yeah.
New Twitch shooters. Anyway, I had to get that out there. It was a horrible joke. Crickets for myself. All right, Blacklight Attack, real quick question. What do you guys think of AMD's plans to launch a 10-core processor in 2012? We talked about this, or you report on the stand. Planning on picking one up right away? Question mark.
I'd recommend waiting and probably going with an i3.
Yeah, probably. i3 is probably your best bet, no matter what.
I mean, it's AMD, so it's obviously just a huge piece of shit, because buying AMD isn't smart, because, they upgrade motherboard sockets all the time. So you should probably
every other
just
day.
Every it's like they're on like what socket AM 16?
16,000 actually. Yeah. During the AM2s they went through like 40 of them. It was ridiculous.
I would not be surprised if AM3 gets one more chipset after Bulldozer. Like if Piledriver ends up being AM3.
That'll be tough. I mean, but as far as what I would say right now with the news we posted on Ivy Bridge today, I'm not really confident in Ivy Bridge being something gamers are going to be interested in, especially gamers on a budget. Because basically what Intel just told all you people is that they want you to spend $800 to $1,000 on Sandy Bridge Extreme. If you want, that is going to be the best chips out there, period. Make no mistake. AMD is not going to, not even the highest Bulldozer model is going to come anywhere remotely close to, whatever the highest Sandy Bridge Extreme is going to be.
The one was benchmarking 47% higher than the 990X.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Yeah.
But basically what I would say is if you have the AMD chipset, get a bulldozer. I mean, there's if you have the chipset to do it, just get it. Because it's going to be massively better than whatever AMD processor you have. So that's going to be totally worth it. If you have an i7-2600K or an i5-2500K, you might want to sit tight until they come out with Ivy Bridge that doesn't suck balls. That would be what I would say, unless you have a lot of money. Then
YouTube money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't give a fuck.
Well, about, yeah. I mean, about like having 10 cores, I don't really, it doesn't really matter. The number of cores doesn't really tell the story, especially because a lot of stuff doesn't make use of more than, you know, 2 or 4 cores
these
days.
Further along we get, they will, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the architecture is more important, and it's tough to speculate until we actually, like, see the chips, and they get benchmarked, and they're out in the wild. So,
those are going to be, that's Pixar, and engineering firms are going to be using the 10-core processors. We'll still, by that time, we'll just start using 6.
Yeah, I mean, for gaming, like, the 10-core really isn't going to get you any better performance probably than 4 or 6-core processors.
But as we've seen with Battlefield 3, I mean, dual cores are going to get pooped on by that game. It's just how it is. But you should probably go with an i3, regardless of what we're saying right now.
Well, the Xbox 720 is going to have, like, 12, 13 cores.
Yeah, in 2014, it's going to have at least 72 cores.
And the i3 requires a lot of power to run, so I definitely recommend going with Seasonic.
1200 watt power supply.
Well, I would recommend anyone at this point go with obviously Jesus' video card that he's rocking on his system.
GT220. Oh, GT220. Yeah, that's
I had to get that trolling account. You know, Arizona trips. You know,
my incredible my phone over here has the same video card as Colin's computer.
It runs TF2 better as well.
It does. Yeah, it's quite strong.
Oh man, he's gonna hate us for that one. But
we do love you, Colin. But
we do love you.
Seriously, bro.
I was going to upgrade my computer, but instead I'm going to go to Delaware. Delaware is an awesome place to go. I don't know if you've ever seen Wayne's World, but they're like, say you want to go to Texas. Howdy, partner. Or imagine being able to be magically whisked away to Delaware. Hi. I'm in Delaware.
Oh, boy. All right. That's right. Yeah, it was a strong Jesus troll. Nice. We had to get that in there. Well, we do want to talk about before we leave you guys, the video of the week. And you might be wondering why we've been using a certain phrase, saying that, you know, that really helps us out or helps you out.
Well, who wants to? Really want to help them?
Yeah, we do want to help them, and we actually really want to help the maker of this video out because this really helps.
Anyone have the link?
Because I do. All
right,
I have it.
Nice.
But the video of the week comes from a fellow named Shibby2142, and it's in his series called Really Helps Me Out, and basically what he does is he just makes videos telling you how you can help him out. So if you would check out his video, give it a like, favorite. If you've ever been on YouTube, give it another favorite. if you like to watch videos on YouTube, or if you've ever been on the internet, make a secondary account and also give him a like and favorite to really help him out. And you know, maybe subscribe to his channel. If you've ever subscribed to a YouTube channel, make 6 new accounts and subscribe on those 2. They'll really help him out.
Really help him. Nice. What's the exact name of the video, John, so people can look it up?
It is called, hold on, let me find out.
Is it Battlefield 6-piece?
No, that's his newest. That's his newest one. But you can watch that too, because the more videos you watch, you really help him out. that video is called Aggressive SV98 Recon Chocolate Sauce.
Chocolate Sauce.
Okay. Domination, a Battlefield Bad Company 2 gameplay commentary from Volition. But seriously, if you like, favorite it, really, really help him out. Follow him on Twitter. Mention him on Twitter.
Oh, it's your
Watch
birthday tomorrow,
videos.
Isn't
help
it?
Him out.
Isn't it,
Who, what, huh?
No, it's Mr. Volition's birthday tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, really. Guys should go on Twitter and, you know, wish him a happy birthday. Really help him out.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, that would really help me out.
It would fill up that self-esteem meter.
Are you implying that his is depleted?
If you could give him some hits on his VidStat page, really help him out.
By the way, I'm featured on Channel Meter, guys. Front page. Would really help me out.
This is like the 5th time you've mentioned it, but yes, this is helping you out.
Yeah, it really also helps the sex offender registry to find another one on the internet.
But really, what Shibby's video is pretty much an I am better at making fun of everybody in the community than you are. Because yeah. it's just an exceptional
just
video.
If you've ever heard C4 go boom, give this video a like, because it would really help him out.
it's so good. I don't know what it is. It's such a simple troll, but he does it well.
The repetition is just brilliant the way he does it, yeah.
Alex would really enjoy it, considering he's teaching how to troll.
Actually, in that video, I say it would really help me out if you liked it. I wasn't joking, though. It would really help me out.
Does he sound underwater for anyone else, or is that just me?
He was roboting, but okay. It'll be fine on the recording, I'm sure.
Wally.
No worries. It's all that Bioshock. He's roboting.
He's actually in Rapture right now.
Oh, man.
Broadcasting live from the fishbowl that is Rapture.
All right, guys.
So, check out Shibby's video. Really help him out.
It would. Definitely help Shibby out.
And welcome back to the PC gaming community, John.
Well, I guess he was gone until he came on this podcast. Now he's back because he's on the cast. But, yeah, good stuff. Thanks,
thanks for inviting me on, though, guys. You know, as a member, it really helps me out.
I know it helps you out, yeah.
Hey, guys, Brandon here, bringing you another KB Mod podcast.
All right, and thanks for being on, Brandon, with your intelligent insights, as always.
Appreciate you having me on, guys. Yeah.
Nice muffler, bro.
Nice. And definitely check out, you got to check out Volition's car video.
That would really help me out. Maybe click an ad or something. You know, it really helped me out.
They offered you ads for that, right?
Well, he has it. He has revenue sharing.
Oh,
now.
Do you?
Yeah.
On that video? Yeah.
YouTube money. I don't give a fuck, dude.
And that then Shibby's like, I'm trying to make that YouTube money. At the end of his video, he's like, really help me out. I'm trying to make that YouTube money.
Nice. All right, guys. Well, I think we're going to cut it off here, and we will see you next week for episode 4. As we said before, it posts every Wednesday around the same time, so we'll keep you updated. All right, guys. Any last words? Anyone want
Bioshock.
To say any last words? Bioshock. All right, we'll end on that. Ken Levine.
Bangarang!
All right. Expect some sweet Quakecon footage from this weekend, hopefully.
That'd be sweet.
Nice. That would be good.
Hell, Hillary.
Really help us out.
It would help us out. All right, we're going to stop saying this. It's literally been like an hour of saying this.
All right,
see you guys.
Hello, gents, and thanks once again for tuning into the podcast this week. If you need to find the podcast, you can find it on podbean.com, our front page, or search iTunes for KB Mod. If you need your PC gaming fix during the week, you can go to kbmod.com or follow us on Twitter @kbmodgaming. We'll see you next week, guys.